Welcome to the Khonshu Podcast Hour. All glory to Khonshu. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson. I can't believe Khonshu, of all the gods, is the one that they picked.
Well, he's the moon god.
Yeah.
Who else would you have picked?
I mean, Anubis is the obvious choice. I would have picked...
I think they were like first choice, best choice on that one.
I just think Khonshu's not enough in the zeitgeist. Like, if you type Khonshu into Google right now, the first autofill is Khonshu real? Like, people, Americans, North Americans only know like a handful of Egyptian gods.
It was 1975. And so you have to realize that if they were researching this, they would have had to have done it in like probably an encyclopedia.
Or yeah, they would have had to go to the library.
They would have to go to
the
library.
I just think Khonshu is a weird choice.
I think what I think it was is I think Doug Mensch or Monek or however you say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he was like, I need a moon villain. I think he came up with the night. I think he came up with the name Moon Knight first.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was like, oh, how can I connect it to the? And I think he just went with what the first moon god he found, and that was Khonshu.
Yeah.
Because I think he had the idea of an Egyptian. You know, because again, there is some problematic territory here of white guy that is the servant of the Egyptian god.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it doesn't stray into white savior territory, but like.
But it's not great.
Well,
it's a colonizer
there's
narrative.
There's an easy way to reformat it. And, you know, if I ever get to write Moon Knight, maybe I'll do this. But if it's sort of a punishment allegory for
but it's,
colonizers,
yeah.
Then it's okay that it's a white guy.
Yeah.
Like if the idea that him being Moon Knight is a punishment, then it works, but it's not, it's that he is the servant. He is the quote unquote Moon Knight of Khonshu. Anyways, we're here to talk about, we have not seen the Disney Plus Moon Knight series at the point of this recording, but, so we will not be taking any of that into account while we're talking about it. But, I wanted to talk about a little bit of this stuff because.
Stop covering your face with your hand.
there's a little bit of a problem of. This is a very interesting and possibly very problematic series for Disney Plus. And Disney Plus tends to avoid this type of stuff. Now, Moon Knight is a brutal character.
Mm-hmm.
He's a soldier of fortune. He is DID.
Yeah, and Disney has a hard PG-13 line.
Although... they have just changed their policies to include the Daredevil Netflix series and the Iron. Those are on Disney Plus now. And they have like age ratings now. So I guess we need to talk about basically again with having without having seen the series and without having seen how violent they're going to be and stuff like this. Let me ask you this. First off, are you surprised they're doing? I'm blown away they're doing Moon Knight as a television show on Disney Plus.
If I were a Disney executive, I wouldn't let Moon Knight anywhere near the Marvel Universe.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
It seems like a weird choice.
Yeah, it seems like they wanted to do a different character, but they didn't have the rights to it, and so they did Moon Knight instead.
Who do you think the character is?
Ghost Rider. I don't know, but like that to me,
they have the rights to Ghost Rider.
Well, I don't know when they were developing it.
Oh. I mean, no, they've had the rights for Ghost Rider for like
I don't know. There's now. Nothing that specifically comes to mind, but like Moon Knight, I'm no offense if you love Moon Knight, amazing, more for you. Moon Knight is never first choice, best choice.
No, I agree.
I don't know if it was an X character or something like that, but yeah, like I don't know. It seems like there's no way they can make this without offending Egyptian people. Mentally, you know, people with mental illness, like it just, there's so many bad territories they could possibly stray into.
Well, okay. So I wanted to talk about this again. There's another interesting aspect of this. They cast Oscar Isaac.
Yeah. There's no way he's not going to be an Avenger.
Right.
Which,
that's what I think. So like, I don't think you cast Oscar Isaac.
You don't waste them like that. No.
Yeah. Like he, like the lead, one of the leads of Dune.
Star Wars. Academy Award nominee.
Like he is the one thing, like I'm going to tell you, like I'm planning on watching this show. And I was kind of not, I kind of, at the time I was like, I think I'm done with Disney Plus. I think, or Disney Plus series, because I didn't watch Hawkeye Friends. And I was just so... I was so bored by Falcon and Winter Soldier. And that show, I'm like, that show should have been made for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch Moon Knight, but I'm only going to watch Moon Knight basically because Oscar Isaac is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm kind of like, how are you going to handle this train wreck of an idea?
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of like, yeah. I feel like I'm going to watch a train wreck. And I'm like, how are you going to, because there are so many hurdles. But okay, so to me, I'm like, okay, let's both settle on this. He's definitely going to be in some other MCU movie, right?
He's Oscar Isaac. Yes, you can absolutely look at the TV shows, and the ones that have cast established actors, like Tatiana Maslany as She-Hulk, are absolutely going to be a new Avengers team or a Defenders team or something.
And the one that Miss Marvel as well. Yeah.
And the one that have cast actual children.
They're going to be young Avengers.
Those are the ones where if the shows do well, mm-hmm. and if people don't absolutely melt down over the diversity inclusion, they will include later. Mm-hmm. In a young Avengers
team. Well, we know Miss Marvel is in the Marvels.
Yeah.
Like, that has already been confirmed.
Yeah, but if they get a lot of backlash over the show,
they might cut her out.
I don't know if they'll cut her out of the Marvels. I just think we won't see her again.
All right. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So you do agree. Okay. Then let's make a wild prediction, but without even having seen the Moon Knight series.
Sure.
Then do you think the Moon Knight series is, without having seen it, a series that is designed to wipe out the problematic aspects of this character so that he can be heroic Avengers?
Absolutely not, because in the trailer you see his alters.
No. What I mean is that the television show is, okay, yes, we know that he has alters. Yes, we know how he's violent. You're going to get that for 6 episodes, but then he's going to conquer Khonshu.
Oh, he's
going to
become a PG-13 character.
PG-13 heroic Moon Knight. The ultimate version of himself.
Yeah, probably.
That's what I think that show is doing. Yeah. So that way they get to eat their cake and have it too.
Yeah.
You know, so that way if anybody's like, oh, I miss the Stephen Grant or the Dan Lockley, whatever their names were.
Stephen Grant is who he starts out as in the trailer.
I miss the Stephen Grant version or the Jake Lockley version. They can be like, well, we did that on Disney Plus, but now he is ultimate, fully formed Mark Spector.
Yeah.
You know, and or people can be like, well, I missed the Mr. Knight. Well, that was in that series.
Yeah.
You can go watch that. Now Moon Knight is Moon Knight movie version Moon Knight. He is ultimate superpowered warrior for Khonshu guy who is like protecting the innocent through the night.
I also think that's why they cast Oscar Isaac, because even though he's not the right person of color, he is a person of color.
I agree.
And I guess he already played an Egyptian guy in Apocalypse, so...
Well, it's also the idea, I think that's the whole reason why there's this couple of scenes where he has a British dialect.
Yes, that is the Stephen Grant personality.
Yes, and I think then on the other ones, he won't have the dialect.
No, I think when he is Mark Spector, it'll just be how Oscar Isaac sounds.
Yeah,
I agree.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. I mean, so... We can tell they're building the Young Avengers. We can also tell they're building some new Avengers team, even if they don't call it the Avengers.
I think they will call them the Avengers, and I think they will call the Young Avengers the New Avengers.
Oh, interesting.
That's what I think is going to happen.
Interesting.
Unless they do the thing, which I know you really want, unless they do Thunderbolts, because Bucky leads a team and Sam leads a team. And if Bucky leads Thunderbolts and then they put Moon Knight on Thunderbolts, I just don't want to be on the Avengers.
Well,
like, that's my whiny fangirl.
It's one of these things too, where like, I keep going back and forth where they're definitely building a dark team.
Yes. But just what is it? They'll probably just call it Dark Avengers.
Well, but
because
I don't think publicly they would call it. I don't think in universe they would call themselves the Dark Avengers.
Oh, interesting.
But the show could be Dark Avengers.
Yeah.
But I think it would be too confusing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird thing about like, okay, which is the more clickable title? Like Dark Avengers is the more clickable title.
It is because of Avengers is in it.
But Thunderbolts.
Is a better name. They're going to call them Dark Avengers.
And the other, I also think Disney, because Disney's kind of dumb. I'm sorry, they are friends. They're really like simple choice is best choice at Disney.
Yeah. Which sometimes is true and sometimes it's not.
Which is also my argument why I'm 100% convinced that General Ross, played by William Hurt, will be as part of that team because that's how they'll get the nickname, the Thunderbolts. Because he's General William Thunderbolt Ross.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, and he'll be like...
Or he'll be their Nick Fury.
He will be their Nick Fury.
Yeah.
With, like, Julia Louis-Dreyfus as the evil Nick... I can't remember. She's
Mrs. Hydra, Lady Hydra.
She's Madam Hydra, basically.
She Hydra, yeah.
Or she's Contessa or something like that. I can't remember. She's Nick Fury's old paramour who's also bad. You know, I don't know. Like, yeah, I don't know. Let me ask you this, Ashley. Is there anything of this Moon Knight series that you're looking forward to? Is there? I mean, it's hard.
Not a single thing. I might watch the pilot because I like Oscar Isaac, yeah. And I know from the trailer that he's going to be naked in his bed for a little bit, and cool. Like that's appealing to me.
Yeah, but you're not going to see Mr. Moon Knight, as some would say.
I'm not going to see Baby Moon Knight.
You're not going to see Tiny Moon Knight.
Can you imagine? Yeah. Marvel's like, Marvel's like, DC said you were going to see Batman's dick. We're going to show you Moon Knight's entire dick.
Kevin Feige's like, hold my beer.
That's so funny. That will absolutely never happen.
You want to see Crescent Moon? Here it is.
And then Disney Plus will panic CG some hair, like really long pubes over it like they did on the Splash.
Didn't think this conversation was going that way.
Never releasing this on the main feed. And there's, for me personally, there's very little that appeals to me about Moon Knight in the first place.
Yeah. Same. And that, listeners, that's
just
why.
Just in full transparency. And again, if you like him, more for you.
Well, no.
It's not a judgment thing.
Again, it's one of these things. No opinion is wrong.
Absolutely not.
If you love Moon Knight, rock on.
Yeah.
But I will also fully reveal to our patrons, this is the reason why we have delayed the Moon Knight episode so long.
We actually tried to do it last year around the time it was first announced. And it was, what do dogs say? Rough. So we put it off until now.
Yes, because it took me a long time to even make the lesson that I gave you guys make any sense.
Yeah, it was the same. It was the same thing with Stephanie Brown for me. And you can absolutely, like, I think we've proved that you can talk respectfully about characters that you don't like, but this is
full transparency. I do not like Moon Knight.
I don't either. Which is why there's very little that appeals to the show about me, because just as a baseline, I'm just not interested.
And I will say this, doing the lesson, I think he should be a villain. He's much more interesting as a villain.
Which is the same thing we came up to with Stephanie Brown.
And I think the if you're going to do DID and play with the alters, I think the alters are sometimes he's a bad guy, sometimes he's a good guy.
Here's my hottest of takes.
Go ahead.
I don't think mainstream, big two comics that are going to have a rotating roster of writers and a lot of editorial mixing, I don't think should deal with things like DID, because the level of research and respect that needs to be accomplished across the career, just you can't do it when you're rolling out comics on a schedule that is demanded. I'm so afraid that it's going to be offensive.
I agree.
And even though DID is a rare disease, it's not as common as maybe something like ADD or autism.
Movies
like,
and TV have done it to death.
Well, you say that about, Jason says this a lot about PTSD, because PTSD is often portrayed very poorly in popular culture. Sherlock, one of my favorite TV shows, has a really shitty intro dealing with PTSD.
You know, this is funny. You know what? A movie that I actually think does a really good job of PTSD? Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
I don't like that movie.
But they get that right.
But the scene where he's eating with Rhodey and he freaks out is so accurate that I was like,
can't believe this is the movie.
And same universe.
Yeah.
Same universe. Yeah.
But it's tough when a disorder like that, which absolutely there should be stories about people with DID, there should be stories about people with PTSD, but it has to be done with the right amount of care and respect. And I just don't know if the way mainstream comic books are right now are set up to do that.
Yeah. Or the way that Disney Plus has been operating so far.
Exactly. Now prove me wrong.
I hope they prove me wrong.
But like, I have a lot of concerns about that.
I do too. I want it to be great. I hope it's great. But as you can tell from the lesson, it tends to be the trend with Moon Knight and comic books that the very next writer that comes in literally throws out everything the previous writer did.
Water.
And when you're dealing with mental disorders and also supernatural entities, that becomes very confusing very fast.
Yeah.
Which is another reason why I don't like.
But I will, we're in towards the end here, but I will wrap up by saying that I didn't think I was going to like WandaVision because I don't care for Scarlet Witch. And I think WandaVision is the best Disney Plus show I've seen so far.
I agree.
So
it's my favorite.
I am happy to watch the pilot and be proved wrong. If Moon Knight comes out and is kick ass, like that's no matter what my opinion is, that's a win. That's amazing.
I agree. And I also agree that I think there's no way in hell he's not in some other team up movie.
No, absolutely not.
Because you don't cast Oscar Isaac in that movie and then leave him on Disney Plus.
To quote Hal Rudnick, in what universe?
In what universe? I will tell you, in every universe, we are thankful for all you patrons. And absolutely, we thank you. And again, if you love Moon Knight, We love you. And again, we are not disrespecting you at all.
No, not
a character like Deadpool, like not a character that we really enjoy. But you know what? I love the Deadpool movies. So I will.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm ready to eat crow on Moon Knight.
Absolutely.
Prove me wrong. So thank you all for listening. Thank you all for your support. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And intern Sleepy Brago right here also wishes you a goodbye. Goodbye, super friends.
Bye.